Fort Collins. 7 o'clock on a Monday night means it's time for the Opera Box.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener members, and by WOW Children's Museum. More information can be found at wowchildrensmuseum.org. Support comes from Save Home Heat Company, providing professional heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical services to Denver Boulder area homeowners for over 40 years. More information can be found at savehomeheat.com.
Well, good evening, and welcome in KGNU's Opera Box, the best seat in the house. And I want to wish a Happy New Year to all our Jewish listeners as well. I'm Ron Nadel, your host tonight, with a playlist of dark victories. Operatic scenes of tragedy mingled with triumph, and vice versa. Such as the conclusion to Richard Strauss' Daphne, the peasant girl turned into a tree by Apollo. And I've got scenes by Berlioz, Nielsen, and Puccini. We'll sort it all out when you join me now in the Opera Box.
Thank you.
Daphne loved being in the company of plants and animals of nature more than being with people, even more than with the young man who loves her, the shepherd boy Leucippos. The god Apollo pursued the beautiful Daphne, and in jealous anger slew young Leucippos. Daphne was consumed with remorse. Seeing that, Apollo regretted his actions, and to make up for it, he turns Daphne into a tree, granting her desire to be among nature. From Richard Strauss' bucolic tragedy, Daphne. We heard Hilda Gaden as Daphne, with Carl Broom conducting the Vienna Symphony Orchestra. It's 6.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box at KGNU with Ron Nadel, and I've got a playlist of dark victories. Some of the best stories have ambiguous or ironical endings, leaving us to wonder, as in Strauss' treatment of Sophocles' tragedy, Electra. Electra is obsessed and determined to kill her mother, Clytemnestra. In revenge for her murdering Electra's father, Agamemnon, who sacrificed one of their daughters to appease the gods during the Trojan War. Electra's brother Orestes had to flee, knowing he would be killed as well. Well, for years, the deranged Electra has subsisted on this one goal, killing her mother. One day, her brother Orestes returned in disguise, and then, in a blood-curdling scene, he murdered his mother and her lover, Aegisthus. When you hear that story, you think it can only end in tragedy. Well, amid the confusion of those murders, Electra begins to sway and dance a victory dance. Her distraught sister, Chrysotomis, doesn't know what to do. Swaying to and fro, Electra tells her, "Shut up and dance." But Electra's life no longer has purpose. She collapses and dies to a triumphant fanfare.
Thank you.
Electra, deranged and triumphant, dances herself to death. The conclusion of Electra by Richard Strauss. We heard the great Birgit Nilsson as Electra with Georg Scholti conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. It's just 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, and you're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel and my playlist of dark victories. Later, we'll hear a very sad happy ending when no one dies. But for now, I've got two examples where someone ends up in hell. The first one is courtesy of Hector Berlioz from his treatment of the Faust legend, Damnation of Faust. Of course, the philosopher Faust corrupts the innocent young Margarita. She became pregnant out of wedlock and caused her mother's death, all thanks to him. She dies in prison while he goes on to indulge himself in a variety of pleasures. But in the end, he must yield up his soul to hell. And as he's ravenously dragged down by hell's demons, and the music is triumphant, it's the devil's victory. But then it becomes gentle, comforting, and we hear a heavenly chorus. The devil will not get Margarita. She's redeemed and taken to heaven.
Thank you.
Despite her sins, the suffering soul of Margarita goes to heaven, while Faust is dragged down to hell. From Berlioz's Damnation of Faust, we heard Colin Davis conducting the London Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. 24 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock, you're listening to The Opera Box with your host, Ron Nadel. And I've got a program of dark victories, ambiguous operatic endings. When we return, a scheming con man goes to hell. But it's worth it.
Support comes from the Boulder Library Foundation and Boulder Public Library, providing a community forum to talk about race as part of Boulder Public Library's One Book, One Boulder series, featuring Ijeoma Aluo discussing her book, So You Want to Talk About Race, on Thursday, November 5th at 7 p.m., boulderlibrary.org.
Johnny Skeeky is the third in Puccini's trilogy of short operas, Il Trittico. And the con man Skeeky is beseeched by his daughter Loretta to help her fiancé Renuccio. You see, Buoso Donati, the wealthy patriarch of his family, has died with his relatives around him. Renuccio is poor, and he's hoping to get something from the will so that he may marry Loretta. But the rumor is Donati gave all his money to a monastery instead of his greedy family. With fast thinking, Skeeky has the family hide the body and summon a notary. Skeeky will disguise himself as the old Donati, laying behind the bed curtains. Swearing the family to secrecy, Skeeky says he'll dictate a new will to the notary. Everyone greedily concurs, but Skeeky wills most of Donati's wealth to himself. And in this last scene, the notary has left and the family descends upon Skeeky, calling him ladro, thief. There's loud arguing, but to no avail. It's a done deal. And Skeeky orders them all out of what is now his mansion. The opera ends with Loretta and Renuccio extolling the beauty of Florence from the terrace. Skeeky appears. He's died and gone to hell for his sin, but he says it was worth it.
Casa mia, casa mia, casa mia, casa mia, casa mia. Ditemi voi, signori, se i quattrini di Buoso potevan finir meglio di così. Per questa bizzarria m'han cacciato all'inferno. E così sia. Ma con licenza del gran padre Dante, se stasera vi siete divertiti, concedetemi voi l'attenuante.
The con man, Johnny Skeeky, deceitfully acquired all of Buoso Donati's wealth for his daughter, and he's sent to hell for it. But when he sees how happy his daughter is, can you blame him? From Puccini's Johnny Skeeky, we heard Angela Giorgio as Loretta, Roberto Alagna as Venuccio, Jose Van Damme as Johnny Skeeky. Antonio Pappano conducted the London Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. Well, now we're about 28 minutes before 8 o'clock, and you're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadell at KGNU, and I've got a program of dark victories. Tragedies tinged with triumph, and vice versa. This next one, for me, has the saddest happy ending. It's Puccini's Fanciulla del West. Minnie is the tender-hearted, sharp-shooting owner of a saloon in a California mining town. The miners love her. She treats them all like family. She's also in love with the bandit Ramirez, who has denounced his criminal ways. They live together, trying to make up for his criminal past while avoiding the sheriff and his men. But in this final scene from the opera, Ramirez has been caught, and the sheriff and the miners fall upon him, quickly throwing a rope over a tree and a noose around his neck. He's allowed to say his last words, and he just asks them to tell Minnie that he ran away. Just as they're about to lynch him up, Minnie comes galloping up, putting herself bodily between the men and Ramirez. She holds them at bay with her gun. She then asks the miners to let her and Ramirez go free. They promise they'll leave California forever. She appeals to their conscience, reminding them of all she's done for them, helping them read letters from their families and write their letters to home, reading to them from the Bible, nursing them when they're sick or injured. They know she's right, but they can't bear to lose her. In the end, they do let them go. In this opera, no one is killed, but it's the saddest happy ending in all of opera. She and Ramirez ride away as the men sing a tearful farewell.
Passerà il tempo.
da dire. Nulla, andiamo.
Hello! vorrà.
Il tuo buon
I padroni siamo noi,
andiamo. Il tuo
merito, andiamo, ragazzi.
Minnie rides up and rescues her lover, the bandit Ramirez, just before he's hung, and they ride off into the sunset. From Puccini's Fanciulla del West, The Girl of the Golden West, we heard the great Carol Neblett as Minnie, Placido Domingo as the bandit Ramirez, and Zubin Mehta conducted the chorus and orchestra of the Royal Opera, Covent Garden. I'm going to conclude tonight's Dark Victories selections with the conclusion of Carl Nielsen's Saul and David. Nielsen's opera is based on the story taken from the Bible about Saul's leadership of the Hebrews at the time they faced war with the Philistines. Well, Saul's pride got the better of him, and his bad decisions resulted in crushing defeat at the hands of the Philistines. After praying to God for help, Saul realizes God has abandoned him. Saul falls on his sword, dying. As he lays dead, the Hebrews are crushed by the Philistines in battle, but the music is triumphant. David becomes their leader, giving them hope amid the ruins.
Thank you.
Knowing his son was killed in battle and the Philistines have crushed his Hebrew army, Saul commits suicide. But as David becomes leader of the Hebrews, the opera ends triumphantly. From Saul and David by Carl Nielsen. We heard Aga Haugland as Saul, tenor Peter Lindros as David, and Naimi Järvi conducted the Danish National Radio Symphony Orchestra. Well, it's a minute before 8 o'clock. You've been listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and the Opera Box. This is your host, Ron Nadell. I want to thank you for joining me for tonight's Dark Victories. Stay tuned for a Classic Monday.
Shh. If you listen closely to the sounds of your car, you can hear the sounds of love. There's purring and humming, revving and roaring, and sometimes even whining and screeching. But when KGNU hears that you've turned your car into a vehicle donation to help support the programs you love, it brings music to our ears. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or go to KGNU to donate your vehicle today. We accept cars, trucks, boats, and more. Donating is easy, the pickup is free, and your gift is tax deductible. Thank you.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up next, a Classic Monday. Join us every Monday evening from 10 to midnight for The Present Edge.
The Present Edge.
The best new music in the classical tradition. Organic, electronic, experimental, art as sound, essential music, up to the minute. The Present Edge, every Monday from 10 to midnight, right here on KGNU.
Support comes from KGNU listener members and Ska Street Brew Stillery, a farm-to-table style restaurant featuring 30 handcrafted ska brewing beers on tap and a one-of-a-kind mixology program from Peach Street Distillers. Located at 1638 Street in Boulder, Colorado, and open daily for food, beverages, happy hours, and more. More information at skastreet.com.
Good evening and welcome to A Classic Monday. My name is Gary McBride and I'll be your host not only for this two-hour exploration of classical music, but I'll also be hosting A Present Edge, 21st Century Music, from 10 p.m. to midnight. Tonight on A Classic Monday, music by composers you may not be familiar with, but who deserve a listen. From Denmark, Von Holmbo, a neoclassical composer whose life spanned most of the 20th century. From Russia, Vissarion Shibalin, who lived in the first half of the 20th century. He wrote for both the concert stage and for film. From England, Dame Ethel Mary Smythe. We'll hear music from her comic opera, The Boatswain's Mate. From Finland, Ora Merikanto, a contemporary of Shibalin. Merikanto's Symphony No. 1 anchors the second hour of our program this evening. We'll also hear music from two important American composers. Charles Ives will sample probably his most famous work, and the University of Colorado's own Carter Pan. We'll start with him. Here's his Slalom for Orchestra, written in 1999.